Congressman, had you heard anything advance, any rumor, any speculation that the transfer might go early?
No, I had not, and I would imagine that, that was by design. I'm sure that part of the basis for the early transfer was the element of surprise and co-opting in a proactive way the possibility of increased terrorism built up that would build up over the last few days before June 30th. So I think it was by design that neither I nor I assume any other member of Congress or frankly anybody else other than a limited circle would have known.
What's your main concern now that the transfer has happened as far as America's interests in Iraq?
Well, I want to make sure that the transference, as best we can in an imperfect world, goes according to plan, according to schedule, that it means the beginning of a substantial reduction of American involvement in Iraq, and that it will produce a lasting peace, an ally in the Middle East that represents democracy, and hopefully in the long run, peace for the world and more security at home.
With the insurgent movement that's been causing trouble there, how long do you think American troops should stay at the level that they are there now?
Well, I don't know that I have any specific timetable. I would say, as I've said before, that the sooner within the bounds of reality that we can exit, the better off we are. But that said, we've undertaken a mission that needs to be finished in an appropriate way, and so I think it's far from my ability to be able to know specifically the timetable, but I'm hopeful that will be sooner rather than later.
Would you like to see more nations taking part in either security operations or in helping to rebuild Iraq, and how could that be accomplished?
I think we need to involve international bodies, international cooperation across the board. And to the extent that we can do that, I think we improve our own lot and improve